Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. You are invited, as always, to take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark,
inviting you to the website at freetalklive.com. It is currently having some trouble because we're flipping to a new IP address. So bear with us if it's not working for you, but at some point we'll get it back on over at freetalklive.com. And when it works, you get to actually control the content of the site. So if you find something that you think's interesting online, you can submit it as show prep, and then other listeners can vote, and the most voted up will make it to the front page in the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. So head over there, get interactive at freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls and your thoughts coming up, we'll hear from one of the Bartholomew brothers about their outreach project that resulted in an arrest, that resulted in a conviction for basically holding a sign on the side of the road. We'll tell you more about that here in a moment, but we've got John listening in northern Minnesota to WNMT. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Yes, I heard something from one of my neighbors today that they're charging him $15 a month for direct deposit for a check that goes into his bank every month.
Wow, the bank is charging that?
Yes, the bank, uh-huh.
That's crazy. Time to switch banks.
Yeah, that's what he's going to do. But I wonder how many other banks are doing it. But it was going on a few months, and then his wife checked the papers and then found it online or something.
Right. I thought the idea behind direct deposit was that it was easier for banks, and so therefore and easier for the person who's receiving the money, and so why not go with direct deposit? So, I mean, is there a fee to deposit checks, too?
That's a pretty easy $15 they can pick up.
Right.
No, I think it's just for where he gets his retirement money.
Huh.
But so he's going to switch to some kind of credit union or something. But you might tell other people to check their account.
Yeah, look out.
If they're getting charged.
Yeah, you got to be careful with these banks. I mean, they have all kinds of fees and all over the place. And, of course, like most corporate so-called contracts, they usually can change the terms at any time and just simply notify you of the change. You don't get to protest or anything like that.
You get a bunch of paper, you know, that has fine print and you throw it away and whatever.
Yeah, right, whoever looks at that stuff.
In a paper or magazine no one reads or something.
Right,
exactly. John, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I just like what you're doing, and you guys keep it up.
Thanks, we'll do. Appreciate your call tonight at 855-450-FREE. Benjamin's on the line in Northern California, calling from Yuba County. Benjamin with Good Men Do Something. Hello there.
Hey,
welcome back on Free Talk Live. Today was your sentencing day, but let's bring our listeners up to speed on why you were being sentenced. Can you give a relatively quick recap of your situation?
Sure. Me and my brother had a sign on an overpass. Police showed up in what we just assumed was a consensual stop and wanted to ask questions about what we were doing. As it turns out, in the officer's minds, we were being detained, and therefore, when they asked us, the spectacle being, do you happen to have your ID on you by chance? And us saying, no, not honest, which was the truth, along with them asking for our names and us saying we prefer not to give them, constituted us delaying them in the course of their official duties, which after the charges being changed from us wearing masks to illegally posting a sign, that was the final charge we went to trial with. And a jury decided that anytime a police officer asks you for ID, even if you're not breaking the law and even if you're not in the lawful detention, you must provide it to them. And so we were convicted.
So even though there's no law on the books in California
that says that you have to produce an ID,
right, that requires you to have an ID on you at all, because that's essentially what the jury has decided here, is that you must have an ID on you whenever you leave your house, or presumably even if you're in your house.
And provide it to an officer,
right,
because he wants to know.
Provided upon request, and if you don't, then you are some sort of troublemaker, and it doesn't matter what it was you were doing, no matter how constitutional the activity that you were engaging in, which of course was free speech and the right to assemble, as I've discovered here in Keene, you know, as soon as you actually try to exercise those rights, it doesn't work, and the right to privacy, sure, or the right to remain silent in these cases. Basically, this ties back around to what we talked about at the beginning of the first hour, is that go ahead. You believe you have the right to free speech? Try speaking somewhere where it matters. In your case, it was an overpass where a lot of eyeballs could have, in theory, have seen that taxes equals theft sign. By the way, how long were y'all up there with that sign before the police department responded?
We were on the overpass for 20 minutes. It took us probably 10 minutes to get the sign arranged, the poster board that we had to undo. So The sign was probably only visible to traffic for 15 minutes.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty quick response.
It is. That is very fast.
So.
Well, and as we could tell in the video that we didn't know before, while we were setting up and not looking behind us, a sheriff's department vehicle had just driven past us about, 3 or 4 minutes after we got there. So. But they didn't stop. It took them another 6 minutes to go ahead and come and contact us.
Sorry it happened to you guys. I'm sorry that it looks like that, juries. To me, I don't trust juries at all to be this bulwark against the growth of government.
Was there any sort of FIJA activism that you maybe witnessed prior to the trial or anything?
Fully informed jury activism?
No. Nobody was doing FIJA outreach prior to our trial.
I can't imagine this group of what appear to be lockstep statists that were willing to make it so that a person who does not legally have to provide an ID was delaying police for not providing ID when the police just said something like, "Do you happen to have an ID on you?" That's called delaying an officer, and that it's worthy of being found guilty and up to a year.
Well, yeah, they're indoctrinated. I'm imagining that probably most of the jurors went to public school, so this is just normal.
I share Mark's concern that, even if you were to do jury nullification outreach and inform these jurors, hey, you can follow your conscience, clearly their conscience is in line with what the police want. And
I've seen plenty of jurors being given this information, letting them know that they can follow their conscience and them
do nothing. Right. And, of course, your website, by the way, Benjamin, is Good Men Do Something. And folks can go to – what's the quickest way to get to your site? Is it goodmendosomething.com?
goodmendosomething.org. And from there, you can get to our Facebook and YouTube and all that stuff.
goodmendosomething.org. There's a rundown from your sentencing today because, again, the jury found you guilty. And then you're facing – it was a misdemeanor charge of essentially obstructing justice, so-called. And so you were facing up to a year in jail. What did the sentence end up being?
Well, the DA was looking – he kept calling it a soft delay, like when the judge was asking what the state was looking for. And he kept saying, well, it's a very soft delay. But he was looking – I forget everything he mentioned, but he was looking for a small amount of fines and like 40 hours of, volunteer service or whatever, work release kind of crap. But after my father, me and my brother read our statements to the court asking for leniency, the judge basically gave us the minimum thing he could, do without throwing out the jury's verdict. Mm-hmm. We both now have 6 months probation, and we had to pay the California state mandatory minimum court fees, which they call court restitution, which really bothers me.
You harmed the state.
Yeah,
right, right.
Against the peace and dignity of the state is what they call these crimes.
We forced ourselves to be in their court and take up their time.
So 6 months probation. Now, probation is pretty serious in a lot of cases, but there are other kinds of probation. Is this the kind of probation where you're going to have to check in with a probation officer? You can't have any alcohol. You can't have any drugs. You're going to be drug tested, and you can't leave California?
Nothing like that we know of yet, though a probation officer is going to come and probably call us up and talk to us or whatever. So we'll know more then.
Usually you have to go and see them.
Yeah, well, they have our contact information. So
I see.
That's right. Presumably they're going to contact
us. Email you, don't worry.
From what I know, or what I have been able to glean, is that it's, don't be a bad boy for the next 6 months. Don't get arrested
There are those types of probation.
I would recommend definitely keeping your head down and using the next 6 months to get your stuff in line, your S together, and to get out of there and get to New Hampshire. I know you guys are Free State Project participants. I know there's some real problems here in New Hampshire, but at least it's not as bad as California. And thanks
well, that
for the.
Be around like-minded.
Yeah, and there's that too. Who will come out and do jury nullification outreach at your next trial? See you in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Available now, four new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
Call it democracy. I had enough of greedy lies from fascist, psychopathic, genocidal corporations. All I want is the truth.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, everybody and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit card, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free number here tonight for you to bring up what you want at 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features await you there. It's the site we're working. It's not. But normally it is. Like 98% of the time it is there for you. And you can usually enjoy stuff like the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video to prove that they're listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see that. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine. Shrine.freetalklive.com. We've been talking, or we were talking with Benjamin from the Good Men Do Something. I think he dropped off the line during the break. I would have had a few more questions for him, but no big deal. GoodMenDoSomething.org, I believe, is their website. And he's a Free State Project participant who, unfortunately, went it alone out there in California. And, well, when you do activism alone, it's a little bit more risky. So it helps when you got people around. It helps when you have people around at the time that you're doing the activism. But even if you're doing something alone and you get caught, it helps to have people who can help you out in those circumstances,
yes.
Who can help get you out of jail, who can help take you to court, or they can come to court with you. And or record the courtroom proceedings and take care of things that otherwise you'd have to do all by yourself, which may not even be a possibility to do all by yourself. I mean, what would have happened if Benjamin and his brother were on the side of the road with their taxes equals theft sign when the California Highway Patrol came by and threatened them and then proceeded to arrest them? How differently would that have gone had there been 15 people on the side of the road?
It's unlikely that they would have taken all those people in. I mean, it's just the
dynamics.
That's
not true, Mark. You know what, Ben? Bearcat, there would SWAT team come out.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Pepper spray.
I can't say as to what would happen in every instance under every circumstance, but
is this California
Yuba County, yeah, yep. California.
I can't say what would happen in California, but they only have so many assets, and if you had
That's
15
true.
People out there, I've seen protests with 15 people, 5 people, 15 people, and 500 people, and the police act differently with different levels of population in
right.
those situations.
The key is to outnumber the police. So when you have more people than they have people, they get really nervous. I mean, these people are effectively bullies. Sometimes they do the right thing and actually go after real criminals. But in the case of the boys in
Whether
Yuba
they're
County,
bullies or not, they operate like bullies in this circumstance.
Well, right.
You outnumber them.
Well, the key is also to remain peaceful. And that sort of eliminates their justification to use violence.
Correct.
And then forces them to, in some cases, treat you like a human being, or at least more of a human being than they wish they could. But and then, of course, having a camera, recording it. So that
right. They had the camera. Mostly. They did get the recording of the situation on the side of the road with the police threatening them and inevitably arresting them. And they were then charged with essentially obstructing justice for not having government identification on them.
Well, it's ridiculous.
It is absolutely ridiculous, but the jury didn't see it that way. The jury, their quotes, I mean, I don't have them in front of me right now, but they were so...
Those
just,
little boys should have done just... Those
right.
Eagle Scouts should have done just like the coppers said.
Pretty much.
You know, that's what it was. But if it was in a circumstance where there were 15 people out there, the cops generally are going to do the things that the fastest. And arresting 15 people, transporting 15 people, processing 15 people, it's just too much work.
Yeah, they'd rather just issue a pink piece of paper. And,
two smart mouth kids, though. We'll give them, teach them a little something.
That's right. And they outnumbered them. There were, one cop stopped and then more cops showed up. And, of course, again, they're bullies and they're a gang. And that's why we need to get people together who care about freedom so we can have numbers on our side. That's what is going to make the difference. And we've seen it happen again and again. When people are alone or close to being alone, when it's just a handful of folks, they're much easier to be picked on than 50 civilly disobedient people. It's a whole other world when you get numbers
These
on your side.
These boys were not being civilly disobedient.
No, they weren't. Were, and that's one of the important points about this, is you are always at risk if you're going to be an activist. I know there's people that look at some of the stuff that goes on in Keene, because we do have civil disobedience that happens here from time to time. We had the historic 420 celebrations. By the way, tomorrow's 420 again. We've been, had these things. We've done a number of different instances. Activists here have done a number of different instances of civil disobedience. And people will say to themselves, boy, I can't do that. I mean, that's too risky. I've got a job and a family. I can't do civil disobedience. And they're right. I mean, it's not right for everybody. And it is extra risky. But don't live under the delusion that just because you go out, you're not going out with the intention of breaking a law publicly. doesn't mean you won't be targeted or doesn't mean you won't be arrested for doing whatever it is you think you can do that's completely legal. These guys did not have an intention to get arrested. This was not an intended act of civil disobedience. This was a First Amendment supposedly protected act of free speech.
I think the moment the civil disobedience began is when they said no to the officer. Anytime you
it's
say
more
no,
non-cooperation, but yeah, it's kind of civilly
basically,
disobedient.
Basically, they're being disobedient. They were given some sort of order. They said no. And that is
but
the
actually didn't have their ID.
Well, regardless.
Well, but they didn't give the police officers their name. And that's what comes down to. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that you do not have the right to remain silent when it comes to identifying yourself. And they get to decide.
What if I'm mute?
Sorry. You've got to do whatever it takes.
You're probably getting a beating then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't have a epileptic seizure, I can tell you that, because then you're going to sure to get it. But
a guaranteed beat down, sure.
But yeah, I think any time you say no to an officer, you are engaging in disobedience, whether it's civil disobedience or administrative disobedience, whatever. And you need to be prepared to suffer an arrest.
But even if they had shown the officer ID, even if they had given their names, they may still have been arrested anyway.
Sure.
Remember
well,
the initial
charges.
Well, no. Remember the initial charges was affixing a sign to public property.
It's true.
So they ended up dropping that charge and going.
They said it was
wrong.
Well,
that doesn't mean that they. Well, that just means they came up with a better charge, Mark. Doesn't mean that they wouldn't have gone forward
with
that.
Was the charge that they got was for not following orders once they were detained. If they didn't had not been detained, according to how the prosecution is setting this story up, at least if they hadn't been detained, then they would not have had to have given their ID and their names.
Right, but that doesn't mean they... Look, if you give a cop your name, they're going to use that to write you a citation for affixing a sign to public property. They drop that charge down the line because the other charge is a better charge. It's a tougher charge to beat in court. It's a lot harder to beat the disorderly conduct or the disobeying.
There were three, wasn't there? There was three charges?
There were three.
There were two originally. They dropped the two and then brought the third one on.
Right.
Let's go to Carl and Indy listening to WXNT. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Carl. What's on your mind?
Actually, I have a kind of a comment in relation to this actual case, in that this is actually very similar to what Arizona was trying to pass whenever they were talking about being able to show your ID if you're pulled over for any cause or there's probable cause. And in this case, the gentleman didn't have their ID. Basically,
nor were they driving.
The jury. Yeah, well, they weren't driving, but, I mean, my understanding is that law really didn't necessarily pertain to driving as much as if you're asked to show ID, you must show ID. And basically, that's kind of what the jury is saying in California.
Yeah, that is. How does that make you feel?
I don't know. I mean, I think it kind of sucks, but, that's just me personally.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm definitely on board with you. I think it sucks, too, because I like the idea of being free. And if I have to carry around government papers everywhere I go, some cop might want to know who I am. I've got a real problem with that.
Yeah, you basically have to carry a state ID at that point.
Carl, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think Benjamin is back from Good Men Do Something. We'll check back in with him here in a moment. So I guess his phone got dropped. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Climate change. Water filtration. Wholesale batteries. Freeze-dried foods. MacGyver 101. Storm shelters. Shortwave and ham radios. Solar power. Buy your first farm. Heating with wood. Home defense. Ammo. Homeschool your children. And teleseminars with James Wesley Rawls, Bob Chapman, and Julia Shopik. Get Prepared Expo. ozarkexpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pinnick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopik, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that await you there if the site's working. And unfortunately, it's not right now. But when it does, you can go to m.freetalklive.com and pull up the mobile site. If you've a smartphone, you can get quick access to our live streams over at m.freetalklive.com, plus our podcast and links to the software that you need for your phone to make that stuff work. Go to m.freetalklive.com. So we go back to Benjamin. He is calling back.
Real quick, Porkfest. Yeah. Go to porcfest.com. Find out about, well, frankly, the best Liberty event of the year. You don't want to miss it. Porkfest.com.
Right. So, yeah, we're going to be there broadcasting live at the Porcupine Freedom
Festival.
At the
end of June?
It is the 18th. Yeah, so right, I guess, quote, mid-late June, 18th through the 24th. You definitely don't want to miss this. Although I wonder if Benjamin can make it from California to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, because now he's going to be on probation for standing on the side of the road holding a sign. I mean, ultimately, that's the crime, is you spoke out against the system. Your sign said taxes equals theft. You were wearing V for Vendetta masks at the time. And you spoke out against the system. That's the real crime here. That's why they came after you. If you had a sign that said we love the police,
or support the troops,
yeah, or support our troops, they would never would have messed with you. In fact, on overpasses, they frequently put these support our troops little.
There's one that shrines on Route 9 here in New Hampshire. It's been there for months.
Yeah. Or welcome home, Sergeant so-and-so, yep. These sorts of things. So that's what your crime was.
If you got caught affixing some kind of speech that wasn't as popular, remember, the right to free speech is intended to protect unpopular speech, because
that's what they say.
These shrines to fallen heroes or whatever, welcome back Corporal Smith, you know, these kind of things. Well, they don't need protection. It's obvious. One of them's been hanging in on an overpass in New Hampshire for months.
Right. So Benjamin's back with us here, and you, it was you and your brother that were holding this sign. You were arrested because you wouldn't show the police identification. They charged you with affixing a sign to public property.
These guys had lawyers, too.
And,
a lawyer, by the way.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, too, because there's a, you guys have spent thousands of dollars on a lawyer defending this, and now I know that lawyer wants to take this on appeal, which, of course, was going to cost you even more thousands of dollars. And you're not right. You're not quite sure how the probation is going to play out. You were sentenced to 6 months probation and a couple hundred dollars in fines today, but you haven't yet met with a probation officer, so the terms of the probation are something you have not yet seen. It's possible you may be stuck in the state of California for the next 6 months because of this.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I guess you're going to find out soon enough. Usually when you get sentenced, you probably have to go and see the probation officer within the next few days.
We do know one of our conditions that we had to agree to, and that was that we promised not to break any laws. That was the one thing that was stated.
How can anyone promise that?
Our condition is not to break any laws. So,
well, right, because if you do break any laws, and I presume that means state violations as well. So city, so if you jaywalk, that could violate your probation, which means you'll be going to jail at that point for the remaining or for 6 months.
We're hoping when we get the chance to go and request a copy of all the laws, you know, just because we want to make sure that we don't break any of them.
Yeah, they should have to. They should provide them to you, right?
Right.
Yeah.
They want you to be fully informed.
They don't want to break any of them, so. I mean, at least put them in a room for us to go there and read them for, you know.
They'll have a room. Don't worry. There's a law library you could go and
in prison.
Right. So what else did you want to share about your experience here, Benjamin? Because it's been a year-long odyssey into legal land. You originally just went alongside the road hoping to hold up a sign for a little while and go home. You ended up going to a jail cell for a night. You ended up having time served, actually, as part of your sentence. So they included that as part of the sentence. And then, you know, the jury trial where this particularly obedient jury, this pathetic state-worshipping jury, decided that they were going to go ahead and legislate from the jury bench and decided to make a new law without ever consulting anybody, that essentially if you don't have the government ID on you, that you can be arrested, and it's okay to find people guilty for that. So, like, looking back, retrospective on all this, I mean, would you have done anything differently? What have you learned?
Well, okay, so a couple things. One is, even though we got essentially the minimum sentence you can possibly get, which sounds pretty good, this whole experience, this whole thing, cost us more than a couple hundred dollars. And you know, a couple days, you know, in a trial, you know, they're still holding our property. Mm. We've had to take, you know, dozens of days off of work to have to go into court to deal with our lawyer and all that kind of stuff. So there's more than just what happened at sentencing. Yeah, that's
right. And you had said it was thousands of dollars you spent on this attorney.
Right.
Got it.
I mean, it's good. We're very happy with our attorney and all that. But yeah, it's expensive, you know.
It sure is.
So there's that. But if I had to change anything, and you know, you would think I would know this, having seen plenty of other activists and their encounters. I feel my biggest mistake was being a nice guy, I guess, and thinking that the officer was genuinely curious when he first encountered us, that it was a consensual stop, and deciding to engage him in questions. If I could do it all over again, and in the future, the very first thing out of my mouth will be, "Excuse me, officer, am I being detained?" The very first thing out of my mouth. You know, because
the more you talk to the police, the more likely they're going to find a reason to arrest you. It's just, unfortunately, sad but true. They're not there to serve you or anybody else but themselves.
Regarding that being detained question, because you were being detained and you didn't know you were being detained, which I think is a real problem with the legal system. I mean, if I'm being detained, shouldn't I know I'm being detained? If I'm under arrest, shouldn't I know I'm under arrest?
The onus is on you to ask the question.
No, but it shouldn't be. They should have to say, you are being detained, you are under arrest. If you're going to use some kind of magic, and that's all you can call this, magic power, then you should have to cast the spell. Mm. The spell shouldn't be silent. You should have to cast
Alakazam.
Some incantation.
You are being detained. Shazam.
Kind of
and they should have to do that. What's that?
Or at least some kind of indicator. There was no reason for us to even think we were being detained. The officer was there. He said, no, I don't have any problem with your sign. I can't think of any law that it's breaking.
He was just chit-chatting.
So actually, the indication is that a person with a uniform came around. Every time you see one of them, you should be asking them constantly, ward them off with the one spell that you have, which is, am I being detained? Am I free to go? Because it makes them uncomfortable in whatever circumstance. I don't know. Is he being detained? Wait.
This is a question. I mean, this is an immediate indicator.
You are being detained every time you see one of them.
Well, it's an immediate indicator if you ask a question like that. The cop's going to realize, well, crap, this guy knows his rights. This guy knows something about the law, and that immediately is going to put the cop on a little bit more of a cautious kind of approach, I think, in a lot of circumstances. But what else did you, reflections, Benjamin?
There's that. You can't trust the jury. I mean, obviously, I didn't go into this thinking, a jury will get this right. But I thought at least maybe one juror would
hang
read the judge's instructions and find us not guilty. But
something.
Apparently not.
Well, I don't really trust juries either, but I did just...
Do you think that wearing the masks, you'd do that again if you repeated this exactly the same? You think that...
Yeah,
Did that prompt them to ask you more questions about your identity because of the mask?
Well, there are pros and cons to the mask. I'm sure, it made it weirder for the cops to engage us. But to this day, I believe there are more pros than cons with the mask. Just because, there's a lot of people who, even though we were only really doing activism for a few months, they go, oh, you're one of those guys in the mask? Because even if they don't necessarily pick up what we had on the sign, they still notice the mask and it sticks in the memory, and then they pay more attention the next time. At least
the anonymous thing, you're wrapped up in that. Now, I have a question here about the case and how it went and what was sort of stressed in it. You said that you refused to give your name, but didn't you identify yourselves when the officers asked? I don't understand.
Well, we were asked what our names were, and I said I prefer not to give it. We were asked one time for a name, never for a date of birth, nothing like that.
Benjamin, can you stick with us?
Sure.
We'll bring you back here in moments. 855-453. Maybe you have a question for Benjamin from Good Men Do Something about his case. More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle TUFFShelters.com or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288 or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. If you've got a question for Benjamin Bartholomew from GoodmenDoSomething.org, he's on the line with us now. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Here with you, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
As we continue here, we will take your calls about whatever's on your mind. You can also join us on our website when it's working over at freetalklive.com.
Why do you keep programming a website that's down?
Because it's important. You've got to let people know about the site. I mean, I don't know. What else am I going to promote?
Just move on.
The website is a really great site, we promise you.
Trying to move a vestigial arm. It's not there.
When it works.
So a box full of nothing. Yeah.
When I had a right arm, I was right-handed.
All right, how about this? I promo the... it's up! It's back! The website's back.
Hallelujah.
So you can go and edit the site by adding new things to it. Vote on the items that you see there. And
see, God does fix amputees.
Actually, in this case, the God we're talking about is our wonderful technical team in this case. So once again, freetalklive.com. Head over there and enjoy. We've got Benjamin on the line here from goodmendosomething.org. It's where you can go to read the statements that they made at trial today. This was a sentencing hearing after they'd been found guilty by a jury of their so-called peers, this pathetic, obedient jury that essentially just legislated from the jury seats by saying that, even though there's no law that requires you to show identification to the police if you're on foot, we're just going to go ahead and put you in jail because we believe there should be a law like that.
I'm not sure that that's true. I read the lawyer's blog on that, and that's what I was trying to get at with this line of questioning. So I'd like to bring...
Well, Benjamin is back with us here.
Back with me.
The lawyer's blog where he said he screwed up or whatever, that he failed.
Well, he failed. He didn't feel screw up. I mean, you know, he felt that the jury made the wrong decision in the circumstance. So I guess what my question is the Supreme Court says that you need to identify yourself, not that I trust what these nine folks in black muumuus have to say, but they say that you need to identify yourself. Is there any chance that what the jury was ruling against was you not identifying yourself as opposed to not showing ID?
I mean, it's possible, but again, the officer was testified how he asked for our name and date of birth. So he could identify us. He only asked us for our name. I asked him for what purpose. He said, so I can find out who you are. And I said, well, I prefer not to say. And again, that ruling from the Supreme Court only is applicable if you're being detained. If an officer just walks up to you while you're walking down the street and says, hey, what's your name? And you tell him, you know, the judge even said in a preliminary thing that if an officer did that, you could tell him to go F himself. And, that would be legal.
Unless he was detaining you, and he doesn't have to tell you if he's detaining you, so therefore he can make up that he was detaining you after the fact. So,
well, I don't know about the Supreme Court ruling. I feel like if you are out in public and you're not doing anything wrong, then you don't have to tell anybody anything about who you are. And when I was pulled over driving back from Concord one day, I had three people in my car. The officer asked me for my identification. I, of course, provided it because I was driving. Then she proceeds to ask the other passengers for ID. I told that officer, it's my understanding they don't have to give you ID, and that's a stop to it.
That's not the point that I'm making here, Ian.
But if it were illegal for them to not ID, why couldn't she keep going?
Identify yourself. If a police officer is detaining you because they suspect you of a crime, and in this case, later on, they say, yes, we suspected him of these two crimes.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're detaining you, then they have the power to demand from you that you tell your name. Not that you're carrying ID, but that you identify yourself.
But she didn't
yourself.
Get their names. So my question
but
is then...
She wasn't detaining them for any reason.
So
she
that means they could get out of the car and walk away?
I guess. Yes, they did. She could have. I mean, who walked away on the road?
She probably would have cited safety reasons. Oh, you can't just walk away. It's a highway, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah, safety, this, that, and the other thing. And there's moose that are going to gore you with their antenna. Whatever.
So, Mark, you said you had some more questions for
that
Benjamin?
That was it. I mean, I think that this ruling, as upsetting as it is probably a legitimate legal ruling based on the fact that you didn't give names, not on the fact that you didn't have IDs on your person.
As soon as it was obvious that we were being detained and arrested, when we were asked for, you know, name, rank, serial number kind of thing,
sure.
We gave it. You know, we weren't trying to hide who we were, you know, based on our legal obligations as it, you know.
This stupid law in California means that if you detain an officer, if you waylay an officer for 1.5 seconds or whatever long it is that you might question whether or not you have to give. I mean, even if you just said, is that a legal order? They might be able to get you with this because apparently delaying an officer for the smallest microsecond is a violation, or a misdemeanor, I should say. I mean, I'm not saying it's right, Benjamin. I'm just saying that they may have some I was all befuddled about this case for a long time, but now I believe I've seen the spear they've poked you with.
Well, the issue is the whole being detained. The officer in his testimony said that the moment our detention started was the moment he asked us for our ID. Now, I'm not sure how that works because if he suspected us of something, then we should have been being detained, and then he asked us the question, not, oh, well, I asked the question, so they were being detained.
So if they asked you for your name before he asked you for the ID, then, in fact, you were not being detained at the time that he asked for your name, and then the point that I'm making is irrelevant.
Essentially.
Okay.
My question is, is there video of your court case in the courtroom action?
No.
That is my biggest... really, my only major complaint with the judge is that he denied our request for video.
Wow.
What in the world do they want to show this stuff for?
Right. Second question is that you hired a lawyer, and how do you feel about that situation, hiring the lawyer? How do you feel he did? Could you have defended yourself? I mean, those sorts of questions.
So there's no way we could have done even nearly close to as good of a job as our lawyer.
Really?
I feel really good about him. You know, we're happy with what we've gotten for what we've paid.
What is it that you feel like he brought to the table that you wouldn't have been able to handle on your own?
Just the general knowledge of, you know, how to deal with the court, how to deal with the DA, dealing with, you know, evidence and legal evidence.
So this was your first time in court then, basically?
Oh yeah.
It can be pretty intimidating the first time you're in the courtroom, no doubt.
It certainly is, but I can't imagine the sentence being any worse.
No.
I think that the lawyer probably fought a better fight than you fought, but I don't think that the damage is probably much worse if he had.
Yeah, you could have probably gotten the same sentence had you gone it alone and not been out $10,000 or however much the attorney costs. But just by the way, I want to bring the jury comments back here. I don't think you've heard these yet, JJ.
No, I haven't.
And Mark, just to give you a little reminder of what the jury members said, because your question was about, well, was it about not showing ID or just not answering the question? It was about non-cooperation, period. I mean, according to the jurors, This is, let's see, Roman Ontiveros. He says, I think the Bartholomew should have just let it go. The bigger issue of free speech is a hot topic. It's important to think about, but at some point we all need to watch where we walk. He said the jury's decision was easy, and the brother should have, quote, used better judgment, unquote, when dealing with law enforcement. Another juror, Rick Daugherty, or something like that, he says that the kids come from a good family, a wonderful family, but we felt they should have cooperated with the officer. They were told they were doing two things wrong and were asked for their identification. So we felt, he says, whether or not it was true, that is what the charges of the officers were, whether or not it was true, we felt they should have cooperated. So it doesn't matter to these jurors
right. If
the cops were just making crap up. They wanted you to do something, you didn't do it, so therefore you're guilty.
But basically you can extrapolate that out to, we thought he was attacking someone, so we shot him. I mean, that's basically what they're saying, is that you can make up in your mind whatever illusions you want about these people. As long as those illusions can be somewhat believable, you can do whatever you want.
As a cop, you
mean? As a cop, yes.
You can be as wrong as you want.
Exactly.
I mean, that's because they were wrong. They were wrong about these charges.
Benjamin, do you have any plans to follow up with any of these jury members after the fact?
I'm going to try to just contact them. I just want to, you know, talk to them and find out.
Before you do that, be careful. Make sure you do your due diligence and check the law there, because there's usually a restriction on how long you have to wait until you can contact jurors.
Oh, absolutely. I think
these jurors are going to find that threatening, and I don't think you're going to have any benefit from talking to them.
No.
Well, maybe why is that threatening? You're just asking questions.
Because they made a decision. Because the legal system...
Is it threatening when the news media asks them questions?
You asked me a question. Could I please answer the question? Because the legal system is a threat against your neighbor. These people violated these boys' rights, and they harmed them in the process. They were threatened by the judicial system that they had to show up. Everybody was threatened here. Mm-hmm. So they don't want any onus for their decision. Anytime you try to hold somebody accountable for their decisions, it's a threat.
Is it a threat when the media asks them questions?
These people are going to view it as a threat. It isn't a threat. They're going to view it as a threat.
Was it a threat when the media asked them questions?
No.
Why not? Why is that not a threat?
Because they're a third party.
All right, Benjamin, final thoughts, sir.
I would just say that I find it interesting that me and my brother are being prosecuted for what the DA essentially said was a mistake, but the police officers who made a mistake in the law and tried to invent laws in their head, nothing happens to them.
Absolutely not. Benjamin, thanks for the call. Look forward to seeing you in New Hampshire when you come up here for the Free State Project at freestateproject.org, and hopefully you won't violate that probation in the meantime. Appreciate it, and keep us in the loop. More coming up. Hour 3 is next, 855-453.
JaxDice.com.
What if you could buy, sell, or make a deal?
JaxDice.com.
Turn into the house of Bob.
JaxDice.com.
And what if you could watch ads and get paid for it?
JaxDice.com. JaxDice is
here on Free Talk Live. We've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.